Before we do this last piece, the last piece of Gemara, there's two pieces of Gemara. I noticed a Rebbe Chanan who asked a kasha on the din of Yemuna Chachiyavi Eliyahu. Rebbe Chanan asked that, why does it help if Eliyahu is going to come and tell us who, let's say, by Manashlishi, who's the Manashlishi belongs to? Eliyahu is only an Eid Echad. And an Eid Echad doesn't have the Manas. It's from Kasha. What? So is that Pshat, that the person will be Maida? That'll be Maida. If he's so embarrassed, that'll be Maida. What? They would not apply, it doesn't apply, but my solution. Why do I need Shahadin? Yemunach, it means it's a din Torah, and he says that the Manashlishi is his. He says the Manashlishi is his. We know who's telling the truth.
What's telling him?
The what?
That you
guys
don't
be playing.
What are
we all
talking?
That's good for the din of Yemunach and Shalom Yo. Good for the din. So it's interesting, Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan, the father's in this kasha. How's Eliyahu Navi having that modest? No, kasha. How's Eliyahu Navi is an Eid Echad? How's he going to be? How's he going to have one to say who it belongs to? So he says that like you're saying, that maybe it means that the person will be so embarrassed in front of Eliyahu Navi that it'll be minded. Eliyahu's going to say that you're the Ganev, but you're going to deny it. So you'll be minded. Which means that he's basically saying that Eliyahu Navi is not Naaman. Bad sentence. That's what he's saying. What? Therefore. So if somebody comes now and says, I'll tell you the truth. What you're saying. It's true, but Rabbi Chanan seems not to hold that way. It's plain to you. And this is Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is in two places, in Bava Basra and Tafresh Men. It's Tafresh Men. He goes on Manashlish. He's going on our Gemara. And he says it, and in Kuntres Devei Seifrim, the Kuntres of Chelek Beis, called Kuntres Devei Seifrim, and Simin Hei, Yais Dalit, mentions it briefly. This idea that Eliyahu Navi is only an Echad, why is an Eid Echad, why would Eliyahu have an Emunis to say Eidus on Manashlishi? Now, first of all, in the Birch Safram, he points out it's very meduic in the Lashon HaRambam. Because the Lashon HaRambam, by Yehimunach, by us, is Yehimunach, et Slay La'aylam. Oy ad sheyoyde haganav. Says Yemunach means you have to hold it forever, or until the ganav is mighty. He doesn't even mention Eliyahu. Says Yemunach etzloy oy ad sheyoyde haganav. It's mashma that when the ganav is mighty, so why is the ganav mighty? Why is Eliyahu? So the way the Rabbi Chanan says it's very good. Ad sheyoyde is Eliyahu will come, will be mighty. But there's a general question on the rule of Torah Labishamayim here. If a Navi comes and he says Nevuah on something, whether in Beis Din we can accept such a ruling, such a psak that comes Alpia Nevuah, Alpia Baska, the Gemara has a cloud that Torah is Labishamayim, that you can't have a day with a machoikis. The Gemara says in Tanu Shachinai and Bav Metziah that Eliezer did all kinds of tricks to prove the Aloch is like him, and Afal Pi Kein, Yeshua said, Torah is Lab Shemayimi. We don't pass them based on Shemayim. However, there is a sugya in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches. The Gemara there is done whether you can write tefillin on Oyer Shel Dog, on a fish skin. Tefillin have to be written on a kosher skin. So the Gemara is down, what about the skin of a fish? So the Gemara says, Bayiminei, Mahu, to write Lichta Tefillin al Arshal Gag. So Amalah, Yavi Eliyahu V'yaymar, that's Lashon Gemara. So the other Amara said, Yavi Eliyahu V'yaymar, Eliyahu will say. So he asked him, "My and Yavei V'Yaymer? What do you mean in Yavei V'Yaymer? The Rashi Torah Labishamayini. What does it mean that Leo is going to say Torah is Labishamayini?" So the Gemara answers, "In Yavei V'Yaymer in Post Gazuama, Leo will come and say if the fish, the bad smell of the fish is bad enough to pass in Post Gazuama, if it's considered that the smell is gone." So anybody who wants the Gemara, that doesn't answer the question. The question was, oh, Yo can't say. So he's telling me, this is what he'll say. My nafkamina. So the Chidah in Berkei Yosef writes a klal, and he says that's the Kavanas HaGemara, that when we say Torah La B'Shamayim Hi, Torah La B'Shamayim Hi, to paskin ois a din, if I understand Allah as I be so, it's like I so. If it, if the Reif Chacham Yisrael understand something is mutter, it's mutter. Asa is asa. Torah La B'Shamayim is a psak halacha, drasha satira. But to tell you a mitzias, to tell you a physical fact, to that, if you know the fact, so then that remains a din. The Yomer Eliyahu in Poska Zuhama, I don't know exactly what the physical metzias is. It has something to do with the metzias of whether a fish skin can lose its smell. So that, Eliyahu could paskin. Because something that's a metzias, a metziastic thing, that you can paskin. What about tekus? I'll get to tekus in a minute. One second. There's a Mishnah Melech that says the identical klal. Mishnah Melech is actually in Hilchos Ishus. It's Perek Tes Halacha Vav. Rambam there has a case of a child of a kohenes that got mixed and confused with the child, the baby of a shifcha. And they can't tell which is the baby that's a vlad kohen and which is the baby that's a vlad shifcha. So the Gemara says, Rambam brings, so that when these two boys grow up, if they want to be able to get truma, they can have truma mumanasha. Either it's the shifcha of a kayin who eats truma, it's king of kastai, or it's the ben kayin, but they don't know which one's the evan and which one's the master. It's a very funny relationship. One of them is the master's son, and one of them is the shifcha's son. So the Gemara says that they both should make the same shliach. And he'll go and be Tevea Truma. He'll go and accept Truma. It says the Shifcha and Eved can't take Truma, and Eved Kanani. And a regular Kayin could take Truma. So here, you don't know which one's the Eved and which one's the Kayin. So who's going to go get the Truma? Anyone can't go get Truma because he might be an Eved. So the Rambam says, you take one Shliach. They both make one shliach, or they make each other shliach for the child. They make one shliach, and the one shliach goes and gets truma for both of them. So Tosis asks, there's a rule in Shas, called the ihu loimatzi avid loimatzi mashu shliach. If you can't do something yourself, you can't make a shliach to do it. Something that you yourself can't do, something you yourself could do, you can make a shliach to do. Something you cannot do, you can't make a shliach. So Tosfos asks, how can you make a shliach to take truma? Neither one himself can tell a maisa can take the truma. So how can you make a shliach to take truma if you yourself can't take the truma? So that's what I would answer. I would answer it's a suffix. That's not what Tosfos answers. What? One of them is allowed to, but therefore anyone can't make a shliach. How can anyone make a shliach take truma? He can't make a shliach. I would think Misafik you could do it like with a Raman Hashav. But anyway, Tosis, the answer is the Kamekah Shliach, because in Yavi Eliyo, he'll tell us which one's the Kayim. So we don't know which one, but in Yavi Eliyo, it's a Shaykh to do it yourself. So maybe you can make a Shliach. That's Tosis. Now, whatever the longest of Tosis, we're not holding learning Tosis. But Tosis says that when Eliyahu comes, he'll say which child is the Kayin and which child is the Evan. So the Mishloh Melech, I Torah Labishim Ayimi. Eliyahu can't paskin on who's a Kayin and who's a Shifcha. What? Oh, so that's the Mishloh Melech's cloud that to be Megala Metzius, that he could do. Eliyahu could be Megala Metzius. That we don't say Torah Lab Shemayim. From Shemayim, anything in Shemayim, it could be Megala Metzius, and it could be Megala Metzius, then that's fine. So that's the klal of the Chidah and of the Mishnah Melech, that to be Megala Metzius, a physical fact, you could do. I think there might be a third Bekar for it. There's Gemara Makis towards the end on Achav Gimel. Gemara there says, part of Agadah to Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bishloisha Makaymoi Sefia Abaskel." There are three places that Abaskel came out. And the Gemara mentions three places in Tanakh that Abaskel came out. One of them is by Shlomo HaMelech, by the baby. And they said, "We'll cut the baby in half." And then one mother said to Nullah. Shlomo knew that's the mother, he said to Nullah. So it says a Baskel came out and said that that's the mother. And then two other places it says by Shmuel. Shmuel had told Klal Yisrael that I didn't take my chamorech and became nasasi, just like Moshe said. Shmuel said. So also a Baskel came out and said that. Said that what you're doing is, he said that it's Emes. And so there's three places. The third place is by Shaul. There's one by Shaul, one by Shlomo, and one by Shmuel. That a Baskel came out and it said something. I saw an interesting thing. Gemara says, B'shloshe Mekayim Sefia Baskel. So the Ben Yehuda asks, what's the big fuss, Baskel? Baskel comes out plenty of times. And it seems that here Baskel is a lot. The Rosh Shloshim Mekayim is Baskel. The Gemara says that by Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baskel came out. It said Roi Zesh to Shlosh Shina. There's plenty of Baskels, he says. That's a big deal. The Shloshim Mekayim is definitely a Baskel. But the answer is that these three places, the Baskel passed in the Halacha. There was an Inyan of Mominus that the Baskel set up Sak in Dine Mominus. Said in Dine Mamin that he doesn't know mommy, but that this is the mother. For a Baskel to give a psak, that's Mishloshim Mekayim, that's the big chiddush. And all three places, it's Megala Metzius. To be Megala Metzius, which is the mother, which is not the mother, so that's fine. That's the klal of the Chidah and of the Mishloh Melech. That a Baskel to be Megala Metzius, we don't say Torah Lab B'Shamayim. It's really a Svara. What's a Svara? It's a Svara that to be Torah Lab B'Shamayim. How could a Baskel be Megala Metzius? Why? As long as you know the Metzius, who cares how you know it? If you know Metzius, who cares how? Right? If you do some type of new testing of blood to know. There are ways now to test blood to know whose blood it is. So that's acceptable in Bez. Because for my sake, Megala Metzius. Saying it's Megala Metzius is acceptable. So that's the klal in the Mishnah Melech. Now, Lechaira, that would answer Rabbi Chanan's kasha by Mona Shlishi. Rabbi Chanan asked by Mona Shlishi or by Aveda, what does it mean? Yemunach Hashiyav Eliyo. What's health Eliyo? Eliyo is an Eid Echad, he has no Nemanis. But according to this, that Eliyo is just going to be by Manashlishi for dealing with Tzias. who gave the 300? Or by Aveda, to Gilui HaMetzius, who lost the Aveda? Anyway, at the Gilui HaMetzius, the Shlomo Melech and the Chidah are saying that that is something which a Baskel could pass, and there's no sign in Labi Shemayim. Navi could pass. It seems Rabbi Chana doesn't hold. Rabbi Chana is in the Kasha. It seems he doesn't hold of this Nekuda that a Baskel could be Megalim Metzius, which is a Chiddush. What? I don't know what I'll do with the Gemara Makis. It could be, you can learn the Gemara Makis different. Shlomo Melech passed. People will be mefakfek on his psak, so Baskel came that people should listen. But maybe Taka doesn't have a take if in Havach. What about the Minerva? What? But that's not the psak halacha from Shemayim. Tell Abba Shemayim, it's a good big kasha. How could a Kodesh Baruch Hu make a Minerva? Hashem is possible to make a Minerva. That's the idea of Israel. What? So the answer is, if who says Hashem made a Minerva? Hashem told him, throw it into the fire, it'll happen by itself. So at least somebody threw it in. Okay. At any rate, the Rabbi Chana seems to disagree. So I looked in the Kuntres Divrei Seifer. It's interesting, if I understand correctly, Rabbi Chana says that his maskim for Dinei Isser, a Baskel could be Megala Matzius. The Dinei Isurim, to say whose child it is, which is Negea, Dinei Kuna, Dinei Truma, Dinei Yuchsin, for Isurim, Rabbi Chana is maskim that a Baskel could be Megal or an Eliyahu could be Megal and Metzius. His problem is only by Dinei Mamin. Dinei Mamin need two Eidim, each day Eidim. So even if you have Eliyahu and Avi, he's telling the truth, he's an Eidachah. His problem here is Dafka over here with Dinei Mamin. No, so the way we understand Tosfos is since if Eliyahu would come, he could do it. So you must the other something he could theoretically do. He could really do it now. Just Eliyahu would be Megala that he could do it. So that's if he could do it now. Just Eliyahu would be Megala. See, the problem isn't the Svarah. The Svarah is this Pasha. Tosfos doesn't have to mention Eliyahu. That's because that he could do it. We just don't know that he could do it. Whether that he could do it. But Tosfos, the diuk that the Mishnah Melech is doing is Tosfos the Lashon. And the Lashon in Yahweh Eliyahu, that Mashma Eliyahu will be able to separate to tell you whose child is whose. So this Rabbi Chanan is dear to another Rabbi Chanan, right? I want to mention to Rabbi Chanan by Moshe Ba'aron. Mara says Moshe and Aaron are puzzled to say Aegis because they're brothers. Rabbi Chanan, you remember Rabbi Chanan? Rabbi Chanan said that if Moshe and Aaron come to Bez and they say Eidus, the Taka Pasala Eidus. But, you remember? Rabbi Chanan said, but it's an Aaron Sadi, that's true anyway. We're going to pass it that way anyway. Huh? If Moshe and Aaron come, it's an Aaron Sadi, that what they're saying is true. I didn't know if you need Aaron, maybe Moshe should be good enough. So Rabbi Chanan writes a Kovet Torah. The apostle are Tzedis. And that's Sadi there is. I would think if Eliyahu comes, it's an Sadi. It could be he's the apostle are Tzedis. What? Yeah, Moshe was done even without Aaron, could be believed. Anyway, about Tekus. What does Teku mean? The Machlaikas. The literal translation of Teku means let it stand. Tekum. Teku, let it stand. That's literally what Teku means. So what we learned when in elementary school, all our Rebbeim teach us, Tishbi Yitaretz, Kushas Vibayis. Now Eliyahu is going to pass in everything. So the truth is, there is a shtickle, there is a makar for it. There's a Tosfos Yom Tov that brings, that means Tishbi Yitaretz, Kushas Vibayis. It doesn't say in Rishayim, Eliyahu is going to pass in all our office. Says Tishbi. Seriously, how could he pass the Torah Labashamayim? Stam, he'll come and he'll bring us a good raya. He'll prove it to us. He'll bring us a svara, a raya, a chacham. Then we'll be masking. Anyway, I like Rabbi Sarah's kasha that Shiav Eliyahu is an Eid Echad. That is the kasha that brings maybe the Degicho. Eliyahu is going to tell. Eliyahu will say someone's Mashiach. He's also only an Eid Echad. How does he believe to say he's Mashiach? Rabbi Chanan holds. The others hold that it's a mitzvah, so it's good. Rabbi Chanan is saying that Eliyahu is not believed to say whose manashvishi it is. It's only we assume the person will be maider. When Eliyahu would say it's his, the person will be so embarrassed that'll be maider. But not because Eliyahu has a total of maider. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. See, it's just fine. You're not going to find a kasha, though he always believed wise, but it was a very, very official kasha. Okay, let's learn the next piece of Gemara. Amalei Ravina Leravash. Umi Amar Rava Kol B'Shtei Krichas Havalei L'Meid. Okay, we have to go back to Shtei Krichas. We have in the Yamed Aleph that if a person gets a pekadin for one person, 100 amana, and one person a masayim. So the Mishnah says that if zayim masayim shli, zayim masayim shli, yemunach hachi al yeliyo. Zakti Gemara, that's only bikrach echad. That's only the case where the money was given in one shot. But b'shtei kriches, it was given separately. If you give me a pekadin of 100, and someone else separately gives me a pekadin of 200. So it's my achrayis, I'm a shiner. It's my achrayis to know who gave me the $100 pekadin and who gave me the $200 pekadin. There's a machlokes here between the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban on one side, and Rashi, Tosis, and the Rosh on the other side. Sfaradim against Ashkenazim. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh say that krach echad means in one bundle, the way we would normally teach it. That it was given in one package. Two people came, they gave the shomer something in one package, and they said, watch this verse. That's the Shitas Rif and the Rambam. What is Shtei Kriches? Shtei Kriches is two separate packages. One person gives him a package of 100, one person gives a package of 200. Even if they come together, if two people come together to give you something to watch, at the same time, they're good friends. They come and they give you something to watch, but they give him in separate packages. The Shomer is achroi to remember who gave him this package and who gave him that package. That's the Shitas Rambam. And the Rif, Ramban, they hold that you're always achroi to remember unless it's mamish in one krach. Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh say no, that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, Amar Rava Reisha Nase Kini Shefkidu Leib Shnei Kriches. Seifa nasa kini shifkid loy bebrachach. Seifa is monashlish. Nasa kini shifkid loy bebrachach. It's as if it was given in one bundle. What does that mean? It's as if it was given in one bundle. Make up your mind, it was given in one bundle or it wasn't. It's klar from the Girsas HaGemara, which is the Girsa that Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh had, that nasa kini shifkid loy bebrachach. That they gave it to them in two bundles. But Zeh b'fnei Zeh, they came together. Two people come to you together. And they say, watch this for us. And one gives you one bundle, one gives you another bundle. So you don't remember which one gave you the bigger bundle, which one gave you the smaller bundle, which one gave you the bigger package, or which one gave you the smaller package. Each one gave you a package. You're not responsible to remember if they gave it Zeh b'fnei Zeh. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. to give it zebishnei zeh, you're not responsible to remember. Now she says, shivkidul shneim zebishnei zeh, havalei kimi shenemonim zeh al zeh. It's as if they trust one the other. It's as if they trust each other to give it in one bundle. The less lay the meidach may sheish lay b'sayichaya may sheish l'chaveira. So we have here machlekes rishayim. According to the Rif, if two people come to you at the same time and they give you, each one gives his bundle to watch, you're not expected to remember who gave you which one. According to the Rif, you are expected to remember. You're pesheya if you don't remember. It has to be literally krach echad to be off the hook. According to the Rif, if they give it to you two bundles, even they come together, that's shtei kriches. You're responsible to remember. According to Rashi, chiddush otzer, Rashi and those that go with Rashi hold that if they give it to you zeh b'fnei zeh, shows they trust each other. And when they give it to you together, you're not mechuyev to remember which is his bundle. You could just take the two bundles from them and give it back to them. Later, they get into a fight. This one says, Mana Shali, Masayim Shali. This one says, Masayim Shali. You have a problem. But you're not your achrayus. Nasa kani shifki the leg of krach echad. It's as if they gave it in one bundle, even though they didn't give it in one bundle. That's Rashi sheet. Which sheet is more pashut? Which is more mustaver? Which sheet is more mustaver? Obviously, I think the first sheet and the rift sheet is much more mustaver. Well, what does Rashi mean? They trust each other. You understand what that means? The Lashna Gemara fits in better, but the rift has a different gears than the Gemara. Because the gears is Hagayim. Our gears on the Amid Al of Zicha fits with Rashi. But the rift brings a gears to Habakkuk Echad, Abishnei Krishna, straight out. Rashi's Shita needs a Hezber. What's Pshat and Rashi Krach Echad? Is if two people give Zebif Nidei, trust each other? How do you see you trust each other? How do you see that they trust each other? Because they gave it at the same time. They gave it to a third person. They gave it to each other. Two people give me something to watch. So because each one reveals to the other that he also gave, it means they trust each other. Very hard to catch up, no? So we're going to have to carve on to a Hezber and Shittas Rashi. It's been very hard to explain Rashi, but maybe we'll have a little bit of a Hezber. But this is a machlaikis. So again, machlaikis, if two people give it two separate days, zicha shtei kriches. If it's in one physical package, zicha krach echa. Machlaikis, they give it at the same time, zebif nezeh, but it's not one bundle. So Rashi holds that that's called kricha achas, and Tosfos and the Rif holds that that's called shtei kriches. Now learn the next line of the Gemara. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi. Umi Amar Rava called the Shtei Kriches Havalei L'Meidat. Does Rava hold Shtei Kriches? You have to be Medayik. Is that true? V'Amar Rava V'Yitamer of Papa. Hakayel Meidim B'Shnayim Shevkidu Eitzel Raya. Everyone's Meidim. You have a case like Manashlishi, where two people gave something over to a Raya. What's the case? So Rashi says one person gave one sheep and one person gave two sheep as a pekad. So Rava said that the raya is meniach b'neimu mistalek. He doesn't have to pay them both. He doesn't have to yehemun. He just puts it down and he walks away. 1 minute. You just told me, Rava, that by shtei kriches havalei lemeidak. That he has to pay both of them, he's responsible to both of them. Because Havalei Lameidak, so Frekta Gemara, by the case of the animals, it's also Shtei Kriches. That's the Gemara. Gemara makes sense according to animals is one bundle or two bundles? Huh? Now, what's animals? One person gives one sheep, one person gives two sheep. Is krachechot or shtei krishis? Huh? Shtei krishis. According to Rif, of course it's shtei krishis. You can't take three animals and put them in one bundle. Three separate animals. According to Rashi, why is it shtei krishis? Why is it shtei krishis? Zeh bifnei zeh. You give one, you give two. Why is it shtei krishis? So Tosfos in Hamar Rava tries to be masber. Tosfos is asking the kashya in the third case of Tosfos. Hasak shtei krishis nidu. Afkilu hifkidu zeh bifnei zeh. Even though they did it at the same time, it's still shtei krishis. Why? Zidava hanira mihei v'yechad mihei v'shnayim. That's the terrors. That's a terrace. Dover and Nira, Miyay V'yecha, Miyay V'shnayim. And by 100,000, 200,000, not Nira. Huh? Could be you don't see it. But Rashi didn't say it's because you don't see it. Rashi said it's just one person trusts the other. That's what Rashi said in the Yabar Aleph. That Shtei Kriyichis becomes Krachecha and they trust each other. So Tosfos, in the end of the Tosfos, tries to answer Yishleimer. Afkilu hikidun tla b'zeh b'fnei zeh, havelein meidik, l'shech l'meimer, atun l'kafisu. Shem lo yuch lo sakin, afkilu hizeh b'shlei zeh, yirech haveir atlam, shalchim b'mirim. Tosfos says, by tlaim, they don't necessarily trust each other. I don't know, the teretz is a little better than the kasha. The kasha is a little better than the teretz. They have to come on to the teretz, but it's a problem. If you're like Rashi, that when two people give in front of each other, that's called krach echad, and the Gemara's kasha, the Gemara should answer. They gave in front of each other, so that's krach echad. It's a problem. So this is the kasha, we'll put it aside for a minute. We have now two kashas on Rashi. They'll put it aside, we come to a third kasha, and then hopefully it's all of them. So one kasha is, what's Rashi's svara? What's the svara? Because they gave it together. That Hanina says that, what does that mean? And the second kasha is the kasha of this Gemara, Tosfos kasha, the Lechayra needs a Hezbo, like Rashi. Why, when two people give animals, why is that called Shtei Krichis? If they give it one in front of the other, it should be called Krach Echad. Those are the two kashas. What? Is that why? The question is, how Dabar Hanira answers the kasha that they trust each other? Rashi said, Nasa Kamisha Kidu B'Krach Echad, because they did it. You both, that they trust each other, and it's not Nero Leinai. You need both svaras. You need that it's Krach Echad, and they trust each other, and it's not Nero Leinai. Why? If they trust each other, why do you need, if they trust each other, Shagrot? Krach Echad means they're giving it together. They don't have to be dying. I don't understand what it means to judge. That was the first question. What's the sort of rash? You say maybe you need both? Okay, let's see. We're into the third kasha. Let's see. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ayin Vav. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch has the case of Halvav, which is still on the board. The case of Halvav, Siman Ayin Vav, where a person borrows money and he borrows $100 from one person, $200 from another person, and now each person says, I'm the one who lent you the $200. So what's the din? If each one says, you lent me the $200, what's the halacha? Huh? What's the halacha? Each one says, you lent me $200, so huh? Look at the board. Right? Chai v'chalecha v'echa. That's a shtei shulchan. Dr. Shach, like the Rif, I understand. Like the Rif, I understand. Loans, it's always shtei krichis. If I borrow from two people, a loan, it's always shtei krichis. It doesn't come in one bundle. If I borrow from shutfim, it can come in one bundle. But that's one loan. If I borrow 100 from you and 200 from you, it's always like the Rif shtei krichis. But according to the Rush, If I borrow from two people, one in front of the other, according to Rashi, if I borrow from two people, one in front of the other, why should that be Shtei Krisos? That should be Krasa. Rashi's whole Shita is, if you borrow from two people, one in front of the other, so that's Krach Echad, they trust each other. So if I, why does it say in Shulchan Aruch that if I borrow from two people, one in front of the other, that's called Shtei Krichas? And the Torah brings it b'shem the Rosh. The Rosh holds like Rashi. So he says, Mishlom and the Mechaber, Pachna like the Rif. Understand. He says, Zebif Nezeh is Shtei Krichas. But the Torah brings it from Mashmoy to Rosh. He says, which Rosh? Why Rosh? The Rosh Hashita is that two people, one in front of the other, is Krach Echad. So Sharabi did a Krach Echad. This is the Kasha of the Shach. Truth is that we're talking the whole time without Svarim. You think this whole discussion is like hard to sit through a discussion. What's the Shach asking? If you lend me $100, you lend me $200, and now both of you claim the $200, why do I have to pay both of you? Like, do I have a Leila Meidik? The whole thing is strange. I shouldn't have been medactic, but I shouldn't have borrowed money from you. No, the whole question is very, very, very unusual. What do you mean, why I shouldn't know who I borrowed from? That's the Shas Kash. If I borrow for two people, seven days, I shouldn't have to know who I borrowed from. So Zakta Turman. It really doesn't make sense. Maybe you don't have to remember. Of course you have to remember who you borrowed from. What's the question? The person always has to remember who he borrowed from. I, Rashi. Zakta Turman 1 minute. Rashi's going on a case of a Pekadin. In a case of a Pekadin, I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing you a favor. I'm doing you a favor. So I don't want to have a hassle. It's understood. I'm doing you a favor. Two people come to me. They give me together two things. So I'm not so medagdic. I have a little medic. Two people give it to me. Zebif nezeh. I'm not so medagdic. Because look, I'm doing you a favor. You worry about it. You worry about who gave what. You know, I'll take it. You have to be so medagdic. But by a loan, Zakta Tumim. By a loan, what's a shimer? You borrow money, they're doing you a favor. Of course you have to be medagdic. Someone lends you money, you have to be medagdic totally. You make a full accounting, write down who gave you this and who gave you this. There's no excuses. The Rashi's chiddush is only by Pekadin. Pekadin is unique. Because Pekadin is a case, Rashi's svara is, I'm doing you a favor. So don't expect me to keep the records of everything. You keep the records. Memele, Zakta Tumim. In our Gemara, who's the Pekadin given to? The Gemara uses a Lashon Raya. Raya in Shas is a shepherd. He gets paid. It's his business. A shepherd gets paid to take animals out to pasture. It's his parnasa. When he takes the Pekadin, he's not taking it as a taiva to the giver. He's taking it as part of his business. There Rashi's maida to the Rif. That have a lot of maida. That the Raya has to keep track of whose it is, who's giving him the one, who's giving him the two. Because he is a taiva to him. In any normal case, Rashi's maida, you have to be medagdic. Any case where it's a taiva for you, Rashi's mighty, you have to be medagdic. The whole chiddush of Rashi Yom Aleph is limited, Zakta Tumim, to a case of Pekadin, where you're doing them a favor. If you're doing them a favor, so then Rashi's chiddush is, if they give you two together, you don't have to be medagdic. So the answer is all three questions. The answer is the svara of Rashi. What's Rashi's svara? The svara is, you give me a Pekadin, you keep track, you keep judgment. It answers the kasha of Halvah. Halvah is a taiva to the borrower. It answers the kasha of Raya. Raya is also a taiva to the shaymer. He's a Raya. also steht in Tumim. To me, the Tumim is the best teretz on this kasha. The Tumim learns it into the Lashon HaRash, doesn't fit into the Lashon Tosfos. He learns it into the Lashon HaRash, and to me, it's a very mistavidic teretz. Someone gives me something, and I'm doing them a favor. So, you know, it happens to me all the time. We have a tzedakah account for shul. Sometimes people raise money for something. And they give me checks, and I should give them back. I always say, you keep cheshman. I'm not taking a fire to keep cheshman. God, I do keep cheshman. But I tell them, you keep cheshman. You want me to do you a favor? I don't want to be achray. I don't want to be achray for anything. It's your achrayus. That's the Tumim's Teretz. The Nesivus doesn't like the Tumim's Teretz. The Nesivus also an Ayin Vav. It's a Kutnik. There's one Ha'ara on the Nesivus, on the Tumim. According to the Tumim, this din of Mana Shlishi, that it's considered to be Prach Echad, should only be by Hashem Mechinam. Hashem Mechinam was doing its Kulay Ataiva for the other person. But Hashem Safar is a Raya. Hashem Safar, it's a Taiva for him, he's making money. Hashem Safar should have to be Medagnik. So the Siva says in Paiskim, you don't find by Manashlishi or by any case of Bakad, you say, oh, this is all by Shanachinam, Shemesafa is different. We don't find such a thing. So Mimele, he rejects the Tumim's Teretz and he comes with a new Mahalach in Rashi. So again, the Tumim's Mahalach in Rashi is, you don't have to be medandic. Why? Because I'm doing you a favor. Which is a svara. But the Nesivus has a taina on it. And the Nesivus comes with a new mahalach. I'll tell you the Nesivus is mahalach. Just listen carefully because it's a chiddush. Again, the Nesivus, we're going back to Rashi. To Rashi and the Amud Aleph. Rashi says, if two people give at the same time, that's considered krach echad. Why? Zachin to see this. There's a din by a shomer that he could say Harei Shaloch Lefanecha. There's a din by a shomer that if he's shomer something, he could just tell the other people, here, this is what you gave me, you worry about it. I don't want to have headaches with it. As long as he takes what he was given and puts it back in front of them, Harei Shaloch Lefanecha, he's not really mechuyav even Hashava really. But there's a concept of Harei Shaloch Lefanecha. You have problems? It's your problem. As long as I put back what I got, that's all I'm achrayi to do. The din of Harei Shaloch Lefanecha is, according to Nesivus, if two of you come to me, you put on the table two bundles, one of you a bundle of $100 and one of $200, and you do a bevas achas, I, as a shomer, am entitled to say, all right, stand where you were standing when you gave it to me. I'm putting the two bundles down on the table. Harei Shaloch Lefanecha, you guys fight it out. Harei Shaloch Lefanecha is a din of Shomer. As long as you put things back to the state they were in at the time you got it, that's good enough. Even if other things changed. As long as I put it back to the place where it was, that's adequate. That's the din of Harei Shaloch Lefanecha. What? The achrayus is limited. I'm an achrayus to put it back to where it was. The way it was given to me, I have to put it back to that state. And I'm putting it back to that matzah. It was given to me in a matzah where the two of you came together and gave it to me at the same time. I'm putting it back to that same matzah, the exact same matzah of the way it was when you gave it to me. That's what I'm doing. So that's adequate. I'm putting it back to the matzah where it was. Now that itself is a chiddush, the din of Harei Shaloch Lefanecha. But the truth is, it's a big chiddush. I mean, there's a halacha according to most paiskim that if someone steals an esrig before sukkis, if after sukkis he goes to the person and he says Harei Shaloch Lefanecha, here's the esrig, he's potter. Now, din of Shemayim, I don't know. You know, he's left to get a chiddush and he has to satisfy him. But in Pez, then Haresh Lafanacha. This is what you gave me, I'm giving it back. Any time it's the same exact object, I just give it back. By alone, there's no Haresh Lafanacha. Alone, you're giving me to spend. I don't give you back the same bills. By a loan, I have to pay back the loan. I have to satisfy the lender. By a loan, there's no Harish Lachlachanach. When I borrow money from two people, one person 100, one person 200, even if they give it to me 7 days there and they put it on the table, there's no Harish Lachlachanach. I have to satisfy my loan. I have to make sure the person who lent me $200 gets $200. So I have to pay each of them $200. That's by a loan, by halva. So therefore, by loans, there's no din. Rashi doesn't argue with the Rif in the dinim of krachecha. There's no argument. Because what's to argue? By a loan, you have to pay each person the full $200. Only by pekod, but there's a din of haresh l'alfanecha, Rashi is mechadish, that you can say haresh l'alfanecha by putting the bundles back from where they came, and that's adequate. What about raya? What about by animals? So the what?
As what?
As
money.
Why animals the same as a loan?
Because I
give
it to you, you
just
want to
take
it. I just get it back.
Not really a raya, no. Raya just pastures, takes out the pasture.
You get a pasture, or you have to return what I gave you.
So Harish Lafanacha should be good.
Should be good.
So the Siva says, what about Raya? Raya Haresh Lafanecha should be good. He brings from the Sugi of Bava Basra that by Goydris, by animals that walk, there's a different gather of Achrayas. The Siva seems to say it's based on Minig HaOlam. That by animals that can walk, it's not good enough to put it in front of me and say Haresh Lafanecha. You have to make sure I get it. Because Goydris could walk away on their own. So you have an achrayus, the shomer, even though normally you say a shomer does not dine hashava, so to speak. But by gaidris, he has to make sure it arrives in the original person's place. Because gaidris have a chazak even beyond raya, the festus raya, the owner. And therefore, there you have to give it back. So from the sivis, that's why there's this din of krachechad. Even by a raya, even if they give it seven days, I have to make sure each one gets it back. That's the that's the Masivis is teretz, much more pilpul dika teretz. At the end of this piece, Masivis goes into another shaila. Let me tell you, the shaila. Then why it's a shaila? Now we're talking about halvois now. I borrow from two people. I don't remember which one. 100 and which one 200. Or even I don't remember which one lent me. They both say they lent me. So the halacha is, I have to pay both of them. If the tevei bari, I have to pay both of them. That's the din. And a machlokes really, in a typical case. You borrow from two people, I have to pay both of them. What happens if I borrow from two people and I don't remember which 100, which 200? So I have to pay both 200. What happens if one of the two says, I'm meichel the chayiv to you? However much it was, I'm meichel it to you. Do I have to pay the other person 200? It's a shaila.
Chayra.
So it's still a case. He's a bari. I owe him money. I should have to pay. Suffolk is this din that I have to pay each of them 200. Is that dafter where I know I owe 200? A positive I owe. Just don't know who. So I have to pay both. What happens in a case where I'm not positive that I owe 200? I may not. Do I have to pay each of the possibilities 200? In other words, this hischayvus b'chol echad ve'echad, is it based on a vadois or not on a vadois? It's a case as follows. A shomer finds a shtar. Looking through his papers, he finds a shtar. The shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Reuven says, obviously, I gave it to you to watch. Give it back to me, and I'll get my $200. Reuven's a malvin. The Leiva says, no, I gave it to you to watch. Give it back to me, and it can't be Tadeya. So here you have a Shemer Pekad, who's a Pesheya, not Krachecha. One of them gave him the shtar, he doesn't remember who. The Malva says, you gave me the shtar. The Leiva says, you gave me the shtar. How should we pass on such a case? Huh? So why would the Leiva just rip it up? Teretz says there are times the Leiva wants a shtar. It could be there were Edim that he borrowed money. And he needs a shtar to prove that he paid. The Malva will bring two Edim that he lent him money. So he can rip up the shtar, he can pull out the shtar and show that he paid. So sometimes the Leiva wants all the shtar from the Malva. So when the Shomer finds a shtar, he forgot. What should be the din? Let's think about it. By shtei kriches, what's the din? One person gives me $200, and one person gives me $100 on different days. I don't remember who gave me the $200. What's it in? I paid $200 to each. Shtei kriches, I paid each. B'chayra, in this case also, I should pay both of them. I should have to give the malva and the leiva. No? I'm a pesheya. I'm a shomer. I don't remember who gave it to me. I'm a pesheya. I should have to pay both of them. Yet, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yemunach. Shulchan Aruch says that I don't have to pay. Why not? So the Sivis says, this clown, the only time you have to pay both of them is when you know positively you owe someone money. You remastered someone, you took someone's money. You know for sure you owe, you just don't know who. All the cases on the board that we pay the Chalecha Be'echad are all cases where you know you owe. You're positive you owe. You just don't know to whom. When I have a shtar, and I don't know if the Malva gave it to me or the Leiva gave it to me. Let's see. If the Malva gave it to me and I don't give it back, I was mafsid. I have to pay. If the Leiva gave it to me and I don't give it back, I wasn't mafsid. The Leiva is happy, I should hold on to the shtar. In a case where I might owe one person money, something to see this, we don't say that you have to give up this cheshbin that I forgot. Emunah. And only in a case where, because that's a suffix if I have to pay. The Baal is, they can't prove that he gave me something to watch. A suffix if I have to pay, I'm a zechavel of araya. Malva says it's ishtar, I'm a zechavel of araya. Only where I definitely owe and I'm not sure to whom, then there's no way to the chavel of araya, then I have to pay both. So now we go to the case of Mechila. Nesivis says, what's the din if I borrow from two people, one 100, one 200, I don't remember which, and one of them is nice for me? He says, Bashkafa Rishayna, I'm potter. Because now I don't know if I owe money. Do I owe money or don't I owe money? For now, we don't say nice no chalecha be'echad. So Nesivis, this is what Nesivis wants to say. Nesivis afterwards says, he's Kaiser, because he says that it's not Mustavi you go by now. Mustavi you go by the Eschaivos. The Avade was the Eschaivos. So it says he's Kaiser from this case. Because in this case, the Avade was the Eschaivos, just a question to whom. But the Eschaivos is not Kaiser from. If I'm a Shomer and I'm not sure if I owe someone money, it's a different story. I'm not sure if I owe someone money, then I don't have to pay the suffix. It's only where I'm sure I owe, I don't know whom, then I have to pay both. Chassidus says one more interesting case. He says, if I borrowed money, I'm not sure if I'm a guy or a yid. Do I have to pay both of them? What's the din by a guy? If you borrow money from a guy, there's a halach of hafkas al v'asai. Then except in case of Sul Hashem, if you borrow money from a guy and he forgot about it, you're not required to pay him back. So, Zach Nesivis, if I borrow money, I'm not sure a guy or a yid, what should be? I don't remember a guy or a yid. Or I borrowed 100 from one, 200 from another, I don't remember the guy or a yid. So Nesivis, that Mechayr would be a case where I'm not sure if I owe the second 100. 100, I pay for sure to the yid. Do I have to pay him a second 100? I'm assuming. If it's the guy's second 100, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. If it's the yid's second 100, there is a chiyuv tashlumin. That's a mitzvah mechaveir, a lover rabbi. He's mitzadeh, but that would be enough to mean. Al kaponim, this is enough to mean in all these cases. Okay, tomorrow, we're going to finish easily for the Mishnah. What I'd like to do is try to sum up this last sugya. We should at least walk away with a clarity on how to pass the these halachas.